way. Like no man in his right mind would do. Call me a fool. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I'm gonna be. You can say what you want to say about my insanity. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. You can say what you want to say. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
We like boots and saddles. We love girls and guitar. We let romance and passion turn our heads and rule our hearts. Bandanas and blue jeans, campfires burning like stars. It's a song about all the things we live and what we are. Dancing cowboy, singing horses, gypsy music, ringing voices. Dancing cowboys, singing horses, gypsy music, songs about love. We got home in our hearts, babe. Got the road in our blood. Got a cowgirl in every single town. Our name ain't Bud. Like pistols and stets, dance halls and cafes. Now you know where we're coming from. Come and dance the night away. Dancing cowboy, singing horses, gypsy music, ringing voices. Dancing cowboy, singing horses, gypsy music, songs about love.
Dragging my heart behind, he's driving me crazy. your painted on jeans, all decked out like a cowgirl's dream. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that? When you can stop traffic in a gunny sack. Why, you're almost giving me a heart attack when you walk right in here looking like that. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that?
Just about a minute away from the start of half number two. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics as the Blue Jays lead it here at the break, 26-23. First of all, for Kincaid Keefe's Blue Jays, they've been led in scoring by Sophia Coker. No surprise there. She's got over 1,200 points in her career. She's got 13 here tonight to lead all scorers. After that, kind of drops off dramatically. Giselle Hartwig was 6, 3 for Danica Diethelm, and 2 apiece for Bailey Honke and Sarai Hartwig. 5 for 7 from the charity stripe, 71%, turned it over 13 times. For the Assumption Royals, only 4 girls in the scoring column, none of them in double digits, and a Schooley leading the way with 7 points. 6 apiece for Claire Nelson and Jordan J. Glinski, and 4 points for Addie Voller. The Assumption Royals, 2 for 5 from the free throw line for 40%, turning it over 8 times. It's going to be the Blue Jays basketball as we start, Blue Jays basketball as we start half number two. And they have that 3-point advantage. JV's for Assumption winning it tonight by the final of 39-34. So Diethelm, Danica will inbound it. Looks like the Royals are going to go back to man to start things out here in half number two after they had gone primarily 2-3 in that first half. We'll lob it down to Coker. She'll go against Schooley trying to get her third foul, and they're going to say she walked first.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, that was close.
Woo. That was almost foul number 3 on Anna. Instead, it's turnover number 14 on the Blue Jays. So Addie Vollert will bring it straight up the court, unimpeded, until she gets to about the top of the wheel. Goes to Claire Nelson. Tough catch by Jay Glinski in front of the student body.
Can't feel Hartley.
Had a chance to talk to Phil a little bit before the ball game tonight. Schooley gets triple team, goes around right side. Vollert for 3. That's off the bracket. No, and the rebound secured by Giselle Hartwig for Athens. She dribbles it across the 10-second line as she weaves her way past Addie Vollert. Schooley with the ball right back over to Hartwig. Over to Coker. Now back out to Hartwig. Vollert on her. She's going to take it to the baseline, put up the runner, and a falls off the rim. Boy, I thought that was going to come back through.
Oh, yeah.
Out on the fly, Schooley with it, and she can't quite catch up to it. She does save it, but into the hands of Sydney Coker instead. Hartwig up ahead to Sophia Coker. She's on the right side going against Schooley, kind of puts out that left arm to shield her off, and then to Hartwig, a hoop and a harm. Little contact down low, and they're going to call it, I believe, on Riley Stublaski. Yep, and for Riley, that's going to be personal foul number 3.
Not the situation they want to be in, that's for sure.
That's right. And the free throw on the way, that comes up short. Doesn't fall for Hartwig. And she misses the free throw, and then Royals will take it into the front court. Claire Nelson feigns the 3, goes to Schooley. Right baseline with the runner, too hard off the bracket. And the rebound secured by Giselle Hartwig. 28-23. One basket thus far here in half number 2. And that belonging to the Blue Jays. Diethelm dribbles it just inside the arc, right straight away from the basket, before leaving it to Hartwig. Giselle has it on the hip in triple threat position. Now pounds the pavement twice before leaving it on the right side to Sydney Coker. Runner by Honke, that doesn't fall, and the board to the Royals and Anna Schooley. Nelson crosses the 10-second stripe. They'll go around into the hands of Jay Glinski on the left wing. Stublaski on the baseline. Back over to Jay Glinski. 3 ball on the way. No, and they're going to call the foul on Stublaski. That's going to be number 4. That was another one of those where I think they could let him play on because Athens had the rebound, and there was no no way they were going to lose that ball.
Yeah, that's my opinion. I agree. But there is a reason why we're sitting here talking on the radio, and those guys are down there actually calling the game.
Yeah. Just like to let them see him play on if there's no ball comes free.
I agree, though. I do agree.
And it wasn't, you know, play. Yeah, it wasn't real hard foul. That was more of a hard foul down there, but Coker battled through it and got it down. She's got 15, and the lead grows to 7. Biggest lead of the ball game now for the Jays. Yes. Jay Glinski will let a three ball fly. Off the rim, no. Schooley with the board. And they're going to call the foul on Coker. And Sophia didn't agree with that one, as she thought she got all ball. And it's going to be her first, team's first. And free throws up and coming for Anna Schooley. Anna pounded a couple of times. Free throw on the way and rolls off. Royals now 2 for 6 from the free throw line.
I was just about to say that. He took the words right out of my mouth.
15:09 to go, half number two, 30-23. Cut the lead down to 6 if she can make the second, and she does. Anna now with 8 points. Royals trying to pressure. Lob it over the top to Coker. That's Sydney with it. No. And the rebound is jump ball. Oh, look out. Going down hard that time was Honky. Jump ball will be possession arrow Royals. One tick under 15 minutes remaining in the ballgame, 30-24. Royals could use a basket on this trip as Vollert comes into the front court against the 2-3 zone that Athens has been employing all night long, in the words of Lionel Richie. Jay Glinski fakes the three. They run at her and they jump at her and make her shoot over something that's about 5'10 out there. She'll now penetrate inside to Vollert. She goes into the land of the Giants. Kicks it back out to Schooley. She pump fakes it. They pump fake, but they got big girls behind, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And here comes Schooley with the left hand, overlays it. Vollert on the backside. She overlays it. Schooley tips it out to Vollert. She'll throw it back out to Jay Glinski for three, and that one is good.
There you go.
They got three shots at it, and the third one was for three, and it's 30-27 with 14:13 to go. And now Vollert with almost gets a steal. Kavanaugh lets it go, and they're going to give the ball to Athens.
Coach Klein's wanting him to confer with it.
Yep. He thought that was last touched by Athens.
I kind of thought it was, too.
Mm-hmm. Kavanaugh let it go. Coach was saying let it go because he thought it was theirs, but they're going to give it to the Blue Jays. So we approach the 14-minute mark, 30-27. Long high pass ahead to Sydney Coker. Lob it underneath, taken away by Schooley. Turnover number 15 now. Jay Glinski up the fly on the far side to Schooley. Triple team goes in the corner. Ari Kavanaugh underneath. Schooley off the glass. Good. That's a tough shot for Anna. She made it look easy, but that was not easy. And it's 30-29 as the Royals come with pressure. And now Giselle Hartwig just dribbled it off her left foot. Turnover number 16 on the Blue Jays. And Coach Keefe says, you know what, I'd like a 30-second timeout. Let's take a 30 with her. We'll be back with more from Assumption right after this.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Minutes and 41 seconds still to go here in our ball game. Royals battling back. We're down by 7, but have battled back and cut the deficit to 1 and can actually regain the lead here on this trip as they have the ball coming out of the TO. Kavanaugh lobbing it underneath the Schooley. Triple teamed again, goes out on top to Nelson. They'll swing it to Jay Glinski. Let the three ball fly. That's a little bit wide right in the board into the hands of Sophia Coker. Hartwig going against Kavanaugh. Lob it over the top to Coker. Goes to the basket, put it up, underlays it. A rebound battle for, and a foul going to be called as Sarai Hartwig got the rebound.
Going to be on Schooley.
Number 3 on Anna, so she's got 3, 4 on Riley. the bigs for the Royals in some foul trouble here. 13-15 still to go on the clock. Inbounds taken away by Schooley. She just came flying out of nowhere. Lobs it ahead to Kavanaugh, right back to Schooley. Up, and the Royals lead it. And a Schooley now with 13 points. Oh, drag of the pivot foot that time by Hartwig. And got the crowd back in it, Michael.
Right, and that was one thing I was wondering coming to that last timeout by Athens, was if Assumption was going to turn up the pressure, crank up the pressure, because Athens had struggled with that so much early on, and they got away from it. And it wasn't, maybe it was because of foul trouble they got away from it. But either way, they started to pick up that pressure. Athens is throwing the ball around, and the other thing that they're not doing is rebounding real strong either at this moment.
Kavanaugh almost lost it there as their bodies go flying for a moment. Vollert gets it poked away, bodies on the floor. Ava Ford and Addie Vollert with it, and the possession arrow in favor of the Blue Jays, so we'll give turnover number 9. It's the first of the second half here for the Royals that I've got them for.
I had one before.
Let's go 10 then. Sometimes you get busy calling the action and miss a turnover or two. Ford across the 10-second line. Royals by one. 12:30 to go. Sophia Coker put it up and in. She got too low that time on the baseline for the Royals to be able to stop her, especially with Anna, those three fouls, and she just let her go to the basket and finish it. Kavanaugh bounces it underneath. That's to Schooley. She has it partially blocked. Rebound to Coker. 32-31 Athens. 12 minutes and 10 seconds, and now Hartwig just dribbled it off her leg. And here comes Ari Kavanaugh, and she tries to pass it across the bottom, and it's knocked off the leg of one of the Blue Jays, and the Royals will retain possession as Detailm comes back in. Annika replacing Ava Ford for Coach Keefe. Royals with the ball down by one. Kavanaugh will inbound it as Coach calls out Louisville. Let's hope it's a slugger. Inside to Claire Nelson. Take the left-hand dribble, gets double-teamed. Ball comes popping free and grabbed out of there by Hartwig. Turnover number 11 on the Royals. And in there, boy, Vollert just got hit right in the face twice. Can't believe she doesn't have a bloody nose after that. They get it underneath, lay it up, and lay it in for Sarai Hartwig. That's her first basket of the second half. She now has four. Right side. Here's Claire Nelson for three. That's long. A rebound. Shot put up by Vollert. No. Stolen away by the Royals. Kick it around. Push from behind. No shot. They're going to save. They're talking about whether it's a basket or not. And the foul is going to be whistled on
20.
It's going to be the first on Sarai Hartwig. Second on the team.
Getting really intense in there, Andy.
They wanted that hoop and harm, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
I kind of agreed. She got pushed from behind on the shot, I thought.
I thought so, too, and wow. I thought there was a foul there.
Yeah. And that one's going to be whistled on Giselle Hartwig, and that's going to be three on Giselle. Ari Kavanaugh waiting for it to trigger the inbounds, does so to Vollert. Addie's going to dribble it against Hartwig with the left hand, now switch it to the right. Claire Nelson on top, back over to Addie. Kavanaugh on the wing, over to Jay Glinski. Back to Nelson, get it to Schooley on the elbow, triple team, which goes out to Jay Glinski for three! Jordan now with 4 3 balls behind her name, and the Royals tie it up at 34s. Hartwig getting double team. Skip it to Sophia Coker. Underneath to Hartwig. 7-footer, no. Rebound into the hands of the Royals. Claire Nelson up to Jay Glinski. Comes up to the arc, goes right side. Vollert spots up a three, short. Rebound to Coker. Over to Hartwig. We're going to double team off the missed basket. Jay Glinski, look out, Addie. Oh, my gosh. That could have been a foul right there. That was more of a foul than some of them we've seen tonight.
I agree.
Sophia Coker just went flying into the bleachers.
Well, now they're letting them play, and now let's see what they do at the end of the game.
10 minutes and 21 seconds to go, 34-34. She's getting tense, Michael.
Yeah, it is.
Diethelm around to Hartwig. Back over to Diethelm. Lob it up. Oh, what a catch by Sophia Coker. I thought for sure that was going to sail out of bounds, and she somehow hung on to it. She now has 19 points, and Athens back on top by two.
How much you can do about that one?
Woo. Claire Nelson all thought about a three. Ari Cavanaugh will take the three, and it's good. Ari Cavanaugh, the sophomore, with her first points of the night. Give the Royals the lead, 37-36. Here's the pass up ahead to Honke. They go left side. Diethelm will let a three-ball fly. It comes out. And on the backside, Sarai Hartwig with the rebound and put back. She has four and a half, six on the ball game, and Athens back on top, 38-37. Jake Linsky lob it to Schooley, double-teamed on the baseline. She'll skip it around to Cavanaugh. Goes over to Nelson. Nelson got a foot on the arc. Inside to try to get it inside, but Hartwig knocked it away. Turnover number 12 on the Royals as they tried to get it to Schooley that time. Diethelm. And a timeout going to be taken. Full timeout before they can continue on. While they take a full, we'll take one as well. Back with more from Assumption. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Ooh. 9 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in the ball game. 38-37, Athens leading it. And it'll be Blue Jay basketball as we come out of that 60-second timeout.
Very, very entertaining game.
Kind of what we expected, right?
Yep.
Royals a little short-handed here tonight, but playing through it and putting up a good fight thus far. Coker just walked.
Yeah.
She jumped up and came back down with it. They didn't call it. They get a shot off. Doesn't go. Here comes Bollard up ahead with the left hand. Lay it up and underlays it. Sophia Coker with the rebound. Hartwig doesn't see the pressure coming by Bollard from behind, and she just took that dribble right away. Didn't get much help from her teammates, did she, that time? Now Bollard stops at the top of the wheel against that 2-3 zone. Schooley steps behind the arc. Goes right side to Claire Nelson. Stublaski back in the ballgame as we come out of that timeout. They skip it in the corner. Jake over to Ari Cavanaugh. Around to Claire Nelson. There's Schooley triple teamed at the right elbow. Cavanaugh, another three on the way. That one's long. Rebound Bollard off the glass and good. Addie Bollard got it that time. She has 6 points. Royals back on top, 39-38. Coming with the pressure now. Kind of have to adjust that pressure. So used to having Kendall and Sarah up there. And right now they got two different folks who are trying to man that spot. Three ball on the way. No. Bodies flying on the other end. Bollard comes away with it. And the Royals can build on their one-point lead. Up ahead to Cavanaugh. Lay it off the glass. Overlays it. And the board is secured by Honke of Athens. And now a steal on the other end by Claire Nelson. She'll go to Vollert. She'll go against Honke with the left hand. No. And the rebound is secured by Honke.
Just missing a lot of those, now I'm not going to say bunnies, but just shots that they should be making.
Ooh, there's a ball that came popping free on Hartwig. She's fortunate it came free or she would have got a called for a walk that time. Here's a little runner that's on the way and sticks that time for Danica Diethelm. That's her first two-pointer of the ball game. She now has five. And Athens back on top by one. Kavanaugh lobbing underneath to Stublaski. She was underneath, thought about taking it, didn't, and said goes over to school. She got rocked on the arm. And they're going to get the foul this time on Soraya Hartwig, the second on the sophomore. And they'll send Anna to the free throw line for only the second time tonight. She is 1 for 2. She'll shoot 2 here. 7:03 to go. Anna's free throw is on the way and good.
Oh, boy.
Rattled a lot, but it stuck. Stublaski out. Jay Glinski back in. Honke and Sarai Hartwig will take a seat for the Blue Jays. Ava Ford back in, along with Sydney Coker. Second free throw in the air, short. Rebound to Sophia Coker. 40-40. 7 minutes exactly in a good one from Assumption.
Ooh.
Almost a steal and said Coker runner. No. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. No again. Rebound volleyballed around. One more time, this time for Ava Ford, and she's got it to go, her first two. And the Blue Jays regain the lead. Schooley will take it inside. Works her way. Dribbles. Puts it up off the glass. A 360 to the rack, and you can book it. What a move by Anna Schooley. As the foul is going to go against Sophia Coker, her second, team's fifth. My goodness. Dipsy do for two. 42-42, 6:37 to go. Royals can take the lead right here, and they do. Giselle Hartwig stops just short of the timeline.
That was close.
Ooh, that was very close. Over to Coker. That's Sydney. Over to Diethelm for three. Good. That one just looked good from the time it left her hand, did
it
not?
Yeah, it did.
And Athens again ahead by two. Get it underneath the Schooley. She goes against Coker, bounces backdoor look to Claire Nelson. That was a pretty assist that time by Anna Schooley. And we're tied at 45s and just ticks away from the six-minute mark. Lob it ahead, poked away by Schooley. She just got knocked to the floor by Diethelm as they got turnover number 22. And for Danica, that'll be her first, team's sixth. So the Royals, in the final 6 minutes now, will be shooting free throws as Ari Kavanaugh takes a seat and gets replaced again by Riley Stublaski.
I think that pass down low kind of surprised Claire. I don't think she was quite expecting it. But she made up for it. I mean, she made the basket, so.
She handled it nicely and put it in. 45-45, 6 minutes exactly to go. Jay Glinski in the corner. And looking to double her, so they'll rotate it around the perimeter. Claire Nelson now with it. Back out on top to Addie Vollert. Her and Claire play catch. Now Jay Glinski runs the baseline, picked up by Coker. Those long arms really tough on Jay Glinski. Gets underneath the Schooley. She tries to throw it along the baseline to Vollert and throws it out of bounds. Turnover number 13.
Yes, sir.
5:41 to go, 45-45. Diethelm over the top to Coker. Back to Diethelm. Tips it over to Hartwig. Try to poke it away from her as she dribbles. Gets it to Diethelm. Partially Wade. Blocked. That time they're going to give it to the Royals. I don't think they saw that Ballard got a hand on that one. Because that ball was started in the air and all of a sudden it just changed unless the wind was really blowing.
Well, Vikings field goal kicker maybe? I don't know. But I thought that should be Athens ball in my opinion. Yeah. But. We're perfect sitting for it.
Yeah, we had a perfect line on it. You can see it was tipped. But nobody complained. They just play on. So 5 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Still tied at 45s. Claire Nelson on top with it against this 2-3 zone of Athens. Jay Glinski. Ford runs at her. Back to Vollert. Takes it inside. Has it knocked away as she tried to put it up with the right hand by Hartwig. Around to Jay Glinski. Tucks her head down. Puts it up short. And the board grabbed by Sophia Coker. Under 5 minutes now, 45-45. Royals pressuring in the backcourt to Diethelm. Over to Hartwig. She's got a lane to the basket. Little teardrop runner, no. Her rebound is Coker underneath. Put it up and in. That's Sophia. She's got 8 in the half, 21 on the ball game, and gives the Blue Jays the 2-point lead. Schooley dribbles inside. Ball's on the floor. Jump ball, possession narrow in favor of the Royals. Great sportsmanship. Somebody's down, everybody's in there helping each other up. 3 Blue Jays, 2 Royals. Love to see it. Claire Nelson will trigger the inbound as they run a box out of bounds play with 4:27 to go. And the Blue Jays on top by a bucket. Got a quick sub coming in. Bailey Honke back in as she replaces Danica Detail. Claire waiting, gets it inbounds to Addie. On top to Anna. Schooley will go right side to Claire. Nelson with the left-hand dribble. Tough bounce pass kick that time by Coker. Royals will try it again. We'll take it on the side over by Coach Klein. Vollert will inbound it for the Royals to Claire Nelson. No pressure out there at all. Claire's about 4 feet away from the midcourt stripe. Now Claire comes up, has that blocked. Shot blocked. High in the sky goes Schooley. Around to Linsky. Vollert inside, right hand, good.
Wow.
She just gave one little bounce to get herself some rhythm, and then she put it off the glass from the left side with the right hand. And we're tied at 47, under 4 minutes now to go. Ford. Coker to two. Sophia has 10 in the half, 23 in the night. You knew she was going to get her points.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got the Blue Jays up by two. Whoa, Nelson. Tough pass that time to Jade Linsky. And then she tried to get it back to Claire Nelson. And it's either going to be over and back or go out of bounds. It'll go out of bounds. Turnover on the Royals, number 14. As Ari Cavanaugh will replace Riley Stublaski. Diethelm back in, replacing Ford, Coach Keefe of the Blue Jays.
Just kind of waiting for someone to step up at this point for the Royals.
And Coach Klein says he'll take a 30-second timeout. Let's do the same. Back with more from Assumption after this.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Three minutes, 30 seconds to go in regulation. 49-47 Athens leading Assumption. So far tonight, Sophia Coker leading all scorers with 23 points. Addie Vollert for the Royals has 16. As Athens, out of that timeout, will have possession of the basketball underneath their own hoop. Inbounds goes to Detailman. She throws it right into the hands of Addie Vollert, who gets triple teamed, loses the dribble, jump ball, possession arrow in favor of the Blue Jays. We'll give a turnover to the Royals on that. 3-2-1 on the clock. Half two. Full court pressure here by the Royals. Coker waits, looks for Detailman, throws it back to Giselle Hartwig over the head of Honke, and it's turnover number 24 on the Blue Jays. So the Royals with a chance to tie or take the lead with exactly 3 minutes to go. Vollert has it pass a little bit too long that time to Schooley, and Royals lose possession of it. Now a long pass up ahead, and there's just nobody there for Hartwig.
Ooh,
steal by Nelson. Vollert, right side to Cavanaugh. She's going to get double-teamed. Dribbles away from the pressure. Goes over to Vollert. Triple-teamed. I'll tell you what. Blue Jays do a nice job of doubling up and tripling up when that ball is moving around quickly, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Right there. There's Schooley, and she got triple-teamed. Vollert, and they still recover from it well, too. There's Jay Glinski. She has the three-ball partially blocked. Grabbing it out of the sky is Honke. And now Hartwig with it. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Diethelm, tough, long pass. Coach Keefe just kind of shakes her head and goes, really? There was not a chance of that thing being completed.
Not at all.
It was almost like a pass by the Ravens into the back of the end zone. So the Royals, down two, 2:02 to go. Claire Nelson at the free throw line. Back around to Vollert, over to Jay Glinski. She's hounded out there by Honke. Royals going to take their time, run a little offense here. Jaglinski going to let a three-ball fly for the lead. Jordan Jaglinski, her fifth three-ball of the night in Assumption. Back on top by one with a 1:45 to go. And the ball in the hands of the Blue Jays. Hartwig to Coker. Drives it inside. Puts up the teardrop jumper. No. Bollard tips it over to way up ahead to Kavanaugh. Ari put it up with the right hand and in. Ari Kavanaugh has 5 points. And a timeout taken by the Blue Jays. She wants a full. So do I. Back with more from Assumption right after this.
Born. I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Back here at Assumption with 90 seconds to go and the Royals on top by three, but it's Athens basketball as Assumption's going to come with full court pressure. Hartwig has it about 10 feet inbounds up ahead to Coker. She stops at the left elbow, go right side to her sister. That's Sophia with it. Over to Hartwig on the arc. Nice lob underneath. Put it down for Sophia Coker. She now has 25 points, but the Royals lead it by one with 1 minute and 5 seconds to go. Kavanaugh catches it on the right wing. And a timeout going to be taken by Coach Klein. He's going to take a 30. Take a look at some of the upcoming events here, Michael, on our sister station as well as here on FM 105.5.
Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff going on right now. Right now on the sister station, the AM 1320, I almost went listen to one of the other stations, is Wisconsin Badgers basketball up against Nebraska. Right now, looking pretty good, 47-29. Badgers,
yes,
with 15:58 left to go in the game. Tomorrow, hockey. On WFHR, it will be the Badgers and that no-good team west of here, the Rodents, the Golden Gophers. That'll be starting right about 6:30. And then on WIRI, River Kings hockey against the Minnesota Blue Ox. Saturday, kind of a rinse and repeat. But on WFHR at 7 p.m., the Bucks are at Dallas against the Mavericks. And then I'll actually be on the call for that game on Saturday. River Kings hosting the Blue Ox yet again.
Bucks looking to get that first win for Coach Rivers, huh?
Waiting for people to want him fired now, too.
Royals with the basketball, 55 ticks to go. Let's see if Athens just stays in that zone. And the Royals will just be content to run out the clock if they're going to do that. Right now there's 16 fouls that have been called, and now they're in a little bit of a trouble. Now they're going to call a little bit of a bump. And I think might be on Ava Ford. And so
I agree.
For Ava, that's going to be her third personal. And for Addie Vollert, she'll be shooting the 1-1. Addie has been to the free throw line twice tonight. With 43.3 to go, and she is 2 for 3 from the charity stripe. So this will be a 1-1. Chance to get this lead up to 2, maybe 3, if she can knock them both in. Free throws on the way and good. I almost called it too early, but it sure looked good when it left her hand.
Well, I almost for a second thought she was going to get a walk on that when that foul came, because I thought her pivot foot moved just a little bit, but I'm glad I was wrong.
Free throw, good again. Royals lead it by 3. Going to come with full court pressure. Long pass up ahead. Schooley knocks it out of bounds. Royals got fouls to give. They don't have to give up an easy one here, but you don't want to give up a hoop and a harm either.
Yeah, don't do anything dumb, really.
Right. Leading it by 3 with just under 40 seconds to go. There's the inbounds to Detail. Yeah. Then she falls to the floor. Ball jumped. Oh, she ripped it away. What are they going to call? They're going to call a jump ball.
Yep.
And should be Royals basketball. So Turnover number 27 I've got Athens for. And Riley Stublaski will come back into the ballgame as she will replace Ari Cavanaugh. And now a little pressure of their own by the Blue Jays. Right now they're set up with a diamond and one pressure. They're going to switch it to man, though. Inbounds goes to Addie Vollert. She'll take Ava forward. And Ava pushes off the right arm. And that's going to send Addie to the free throw line again for another 1-1. And for Ava Ford, that's going to be personal foul number 4. Stublaski back out, Kavanaugh back in. 30.9 to go. Royals by 3. Can make it a 2-possession ball game if she can hit
the
first.
Here's hoping.
Gives it a spin. And off the bracket, no. Rebound to Hartwig. Again, they have fouls to give with 28 seconds to go. There's Coker with it. They're going to let her drive. She puts it up and in. Sophia Coker now with 27 points. 20 seconds to go. Jay Glinski in the backcourt throws it away. Ford with the steal. Overlays it. Rebound to Vollert. They're going to try to reach in and foul alert. No, they're going to let him play on. And now they blow the whistle with 10 seconds to go.
Rick, what did you do, Randy? What did you do? Oh, that was almost total catastrophic failure right there. Turnover underneath a basket. Come on. I know Coach Klein's going to be working on that coming up. But that was about as big of a issue in the biggest moment as you can have.
Almost a 4.3-second play there. And Coach says he's going to take himself a full timeout. Gives us a chance to do a little business as well as we talk a little bit about our good friends over at Econ Electric.
Yes, our good friends over at Econ Electric. As always, do want to say a special thank you to them for being a sponsor for high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. And always, Randy, WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of all our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our audience. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. And with the playoffs starting up, come on aboard. That helps get these games when teams travel. Randy and I travel, or Randy travels, depends on what's going on, or I travel, whatever happens. And we can bring these games to our listeners who normally would be watching the game here, but because they're not here, they're elsewhere. And first bracket came out last night, and that was Division I boys hockey. Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln got a 7 seed, and they will be hosting the Marshfield Tigers in their first playoff game coming up on February 13th.
10.3 to go here. Royals up 54-53. They got 3 fouls to give in 10 seconds, so they could do a lot of fouling in the backcourt just to make sure Athens doesn't even get anything off here. As Hartwig will take a seat, and they said that's 5 fouls on Giselle. I had her for 4.
I got her for 4 as well. Oh, what do I know?
Well, let's couple of big free throws here for Vollert. Addie gives it a spin ball on the way, and this one is short. Rebound battled for. Ripped out of there by Coker. Come on, got a Fowler. Fowler in the backcourt. Fowler, there you go. With 4 seconds to go. Coach called a timeout. Didn't even have to take the foul.
Oh, wow.
But with 4.3 to go, just so they don't lob it underneath the basket to Coker, I think you want to put pressure on the ball on the sideline when the inbounder just foul right away and just take another second off the clock.
Foul it any way you can.
You got 3 fouls to give, so you can foul 3 times, and that just might take care of the rest of the ball game. Royals leading at 54-53 as a 30-second timeout was called by Coach Keefe here. Boy, this game has lived up to everything we thought it would be.
Yeah, it's been a good one. I'm surprised Athens isn't ranked, but I mean, looking at the teams they've lost to, they've lost to good teams, and that's probably just not indicative of how good they really are. But then again, that might be what's costing them a ranking, is you got to beat some of these good teams. And we see it with college football. We see it with college basketball. It doesn't matter the sport. If there's a ranking, you got to beat some of these good teams. You just can't play close.
Let's see if the Royals are going to fall back. They are not going to pressure the basketball at all with 4.3 to go. So the inbounds are going to try to lob it, get it inbounds. They throw it on the right-hand side, forward with 3. Block!
Wow!
6/10 of a second to go. Now you can really foul, right? Yep. Now just don't let them get a lob on the backside. Coach is going to take a timeout, I got a feeling.
And now they're going to be talking about something.
I think they're just got a couple of officials at about half court deciding what they're doing here. A Schooley just flew and knocked that thing into the third row of the bleachers over there.
I could see them adding maybe a one full second.
Oh, they're going to work at the
that
time.
They might be looking at time. Because that clock did run just a little bit.
You know, there's only 4-3. They pass it all the way to the right side. She took a shot. It blocked out of bounds. It didn't go out of bounds.
Right.
You know, that all it's got to wait till it lands.
Right.
So I think that took a good 4 seconds at least.
Well, it doesn't matter what we think.
No.
As our significant others think and say. And
right now, the official who was not meeting with the other two has joined that conversation. And I think he's saying they passed the ball. She pump faked. She took a shot. They knocked it out of bounds. And I think they're going to keep it at 0.6 seconds. And now I think if you're Athens, they have to just lob it underneath. That's all. They can get a shot because it's under, you know, it's 0.6 seconds.
Wing and a prayer. And, yeah. I mean, they're a bird. They got wings. So
we'll see what they're going to do here is they're breaking the timeout. Royals up 54-53. 1/10 of a second more than a half a second remaining. The inbounds will be over by the Royal fans in the forecourt of the Blue Jays.
Yep,
and I think now they are going to guard the inbound, and I think if I'm the Blue Jays, I just try to lob it underneath to Coker. Maybe they set a back screen for her.
Oh, boy.
See if they can get catching a shot. That's about all they got time for.
I mean, if Athens comes back and wins this is it's pretty cool to see it. We don't want to see it, but
they're going to run a straight line, and they're going to run a body around and almost like the picket fence, aren't they? Yep, they're going to run Coker around. You just watch. So Sydney Coker is going to inbound it, try to get it to Sophia. And here we go. There they go. Looking, there's the lob. Take it away! Schooley with the steal. Gun sounds. Ball game. As the Assumption Royals survive by the final of 54-53 on turnover number 28. It wasn't anything like I thought they were going to do. I thought for sure they'd run a back screen and get it to her at the basket, but instead they threw it out high. Royals got the steal and survived 54-53. Michael and I are going to add up some numbers, and we'll keep those Royals undefeated for you as we take this timeout. You're listening to Assumption Basketball, FM 105.5 WIRI.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Well, we anticipated a good one here tonight, and we were not disappointed as it went right down to the wire. And the Assumption Royals hang on for a 54-53 W over the Blue Jays of Athens. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for Kincaid Keefe's Athens Blue Jays. No surprise here, they were led in scoring by Sophia Coker, who finished with 27 points. After that, nobody else in double digits. They did have a couple of girls with 8 points apiece, Giselle Hartwig and Danica Diethelm. Diethelm, the junior, Bailey Honke, the sophomore. The other three girls who start are seniors, who we've already mentioned, Sydney Coker as well, and 2 points for Bailey Honke. Off the bench, Sarai Hartwig with 6 and Ava Ford with 2. 5 for 8 from the free throw line for 62%, turning it over 28 times. And Blue Jays only shot 1 free throw in that second half. Royals just really stayed out of foul trouble there. For the Assumption Royals, 16 points on the ball game for Anna Schooley, 15 for Jordan Jaglinski, and for Jordan, all 15 points came from beyond the arc. After that, it was 10 points for Addie Vollert, so nice balance for Assumption as they have 3 different girls in double digits, 8 for Claire Nelson, and 5 big points for Ari Cavanaugh off the bench. 7 for 14 from the charity stripe for 50%, Royals turning it over 17 times. So Michael, Royals got down by 8 early in the second half, but were able to battle it back and pull out the 1-point win.
You know, this is a gut check time and a gut check game, and this is something that, from what my memory serves, the second time all year that the Royals have trailed at halftime, and both times they came back. The other time, I guess, was the non-conference game against Rhinelander. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely correct, Randy. Your memory's better than mine. I actually had to dig for that. But either way, the Royals showed something tonight that when times get tough, when it's crunch time, they can come back and they can get the job done. And they can do it without some of their best ball players.
You know, I think somebody like Ari Cavanaugh, really
huge.
Really huge tonight. Really going to, I think that's going to help her confidence down the stretch here, knowing that she can go out there. I mean, they put as much pressure on the Royals tonight as anybody we've seen this year. And if they can play through that length and that pressure when they play some of these other more difficult competition as well down the stretch here, they'll be prepared for it.
Yeah, and I mean, it comes further than that. I mean, Ari played very well. Then Lydia Smits came in and she ate up minutes. Mm-hmm. Riley Stableski, she got the start tonight. She played very strong in the post, and I mean, whether it was defensively, I'd like to see where she is in terms of rebounds, because if it wasn't for foul trouble, I wouldn't be surprised she was darn near double digits in rebounds, especially early on. She's just a big athlete. She was down there using her height, using her wingspan, using her size to really take some physical lumps down there and give Athens fits, because Athens had length and height, but they don't have that physical size that Royals had over them, and that really seemed to be a big part of the difference.
Yeah, they don't list their heights, but they had to have 3 girls 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot easily.
Well, like we talked about, that's the thing with the Athens Blue Jays. It was all a bunch of blonde girls, blue-eyed, about 5'8", to 5'10", 6 foot, and it's very hard to tell apart. So
maybe all from Sweden, right?
Yeah, Sweden. Yeah.
Well, the next couple games here for these two teams, Royals on Saturday. They were supposed to play at the Oshkosh Hurt Arena. I guess that kind of fell through, so they will be going to Wild Rose instead on Saturday, and that'll be at 2 o'clock. Wild Rose in the Central Wisconsin Conference South Division. They have a record of 13-5 overall and 5-3, so that would be a good test for the Royals.
It will be. I personally do have some questions on strength of schedule, strength of conference. No disrespect to them whatsoever, but you look at the body of work and you see how things have transpired. I'm not too sure on how that will compete or compare, but I mean, if Sarah Shaw doesn't play again, that does even things out. But the Royals will have to play another quality opponent, this time on the road, and they'll have to get the job done.
Another Marywood North Conference game for the Blue Jays of Athens, as next Tuesday they'll be at home as they will be taking on Shawamigan, and Shawamigan has not picked up a W in conference, and they're down again this year, and so that should be a mark that baby up as a victory for the Blue Jays of Athens. Their last 4 games for the Blue Jays are all at home, while for the Royals They have Pacelli at home in a couple of weeks, and outside of that, they're all on the road.
Yeah, it's that time of year that the fun ones are going to be, and a week from this weekend, man, we'll see what happens when those brackets come out, because the Royals, boy, do they got a tough section to be in.
So the JBs victorious tonight, 39-34. Varsity as well, 54-53 in a nail biter, but they keep perfect on the season. Improve now to 18-0 on the year. Great big thank you to all of our sponsors. Seth Habiger back at our studios for Michael Comer. This is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody. You've been listening to victorious Assumption Royal basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mainly sunny, highs in the low 40s. And more sunshine this weekend, highs upper 40s. Little change into next week, temperatures stay well above average into the 40s as dry conditions continue. Currently 35 degrees.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no need to tarry. Let's start out tonight. We'll have fun, oh boy, and we'll do it right. Bring along your Cadillac. Leave my old wreck behind. If you've got money,